Hey guys, what's going on? Arthur Anthony here, your co-host of Life Cope. Welcome back to another episode. First and foremost, I just want to say happy Memorial Day, or Memorial Weekend for those of you that are celebrating. And if you're celebrating Memorial Weekend, if you're celebrating Memorial Day this weekend, please be careful. People get intoxicated, things happen, and that's fine and whatever, but just be safe and like have a plan and just have somebody that you can trust that can take care of you, during this festive, not really festive, but during this Memorial Weekend. So, because the last thing you want is for somebody else to remember you, or for this weekend to be a sad day for somebody else if you lose your life. So, we all lose people, and, we've all lost a family member, husband, wife, sister, brother, or even grandparents. And for me personally, I just want to say that and recognize the people that have, passed away in my life, and hopefully they're watching over me and my family. So, first, all my grandparents on my dad's side and my mom's side, they've all passed away. So I'd like to remember them this weekend. I'd like to remember my Aunt Diana, who passed away from cancer. My cousin, Almar, Second Lieutenant Almar Fitzgerald, he died in Iraq, in Ramadi. And so I'd like to remember him as well. My platoon sergeant, who was Sergeant First Class Stone, I'd like to remember him as well. And so, at this point, I just want to take a couple of seconds just to, remember those people by having a moment of silence. All right. So, like I said, enjoy your weekend, but please just be safe. So, today we're talking about, first of all, as always, I'm not a psychologist or a therapist. None of us are on Life Cope. We're just here to, give advice where hopefully somebody can use it out there. And, everybody has different problems. So hopefully somebody listen to one of the episodes and it'll be able to help them one day. So today we're talking about how to assert yourself, being assertive, it's a thin line between, being assertive is in the middle of being passive and aggressive. So, like, the scale can tip either way depending on, first of all, how you react, how you talk, your tone, and how you're feeling, your emotions get involved, and then the balance can tip either way, either to the passive side or it can tip to the aggressive side. But what you want to be is you want to be assertive, because being assertive is voicing your opinion on something or voicing how you feel about something while as well respecting the other person. It's a good form of communication. Just letting people know, that you're not a pushover, but at the same time you respect where they're coming from, and it doesn't cause an argument. It's a healthy way of expressing yourself. And this can work for in your family. As a child, you're trying to be assertive with your parents and, respect them, but at the same time, letting them know where the line is. At work, sometimes that can work, but we all know we have bosses that, are very, very aggressive. And what they say goes all the time, and they're just selfish, and so it doesn't work all the time for work environments, but you can still be assertive and voice your opinion. Speaking of work, so say you're about to go on vacation, tomorrow, and your boss just comes to your desk like today and drops like these 25 folders, of things you need to get done or some kind of job that you need to get done, and which for certain that you're not going to be able to get it done by the time you go on vacation, and you've made plans with your friends or family and stuff like that, and So how do you talk to your boss to let them know? I mean, it's just there's no easy way to say it. You just have to let them know, I will finish this project after I come back from my vacation that I've earned, you know, on my leave for 2 weeks. You don't say that I've earned. Just say, you could just say that I'm just going to take this time for myself to go on vacation, go on leave, and I will complete this task when I get back. Like I said, it's not always going to work, but at the same time, you have to be healthy inside so that you're not building that pressure up, you're not building that a resentment up, because that could lead to you being aggressive. Or at the same time, if you're passive, if you just give in to your boss or your parents or whoever you're talking to, then of course the other side, they're just always gonna, you know, be the ones that are trying to pile things on you, or always voicing their opinion to you, and where you don't have a say so, and you don't want to be passive. And of course, on the other spectrum, you don't want to be aggressive either, to where you're just like yelling or, you know, giving the other person an attitude, because guess what? That's not going to get your point across either. It's just going to be, it's just going to make matters worse. So, and the thing is, with this also is validation plays a big part into it as well, because it's, so when you talk to somebody about how you feel, or something that upset you, you know, and you don't appreciate the way that they've hurt you, you know, it's, you want them to validate you. But at the same time, you know, it's a give and take. You have to also validate the other person by understanding their opinion and where they're coming from, you know. And like the feelings that you get when you keep this stuff in is, you know, you have stress, resentment against whoever, you feel like you're a victim, you know, and it's just, that's not how you want to feel, you know. You want to be able to feel validated, and at the same time, validate the other person, so that it's a win-win situation, and you guys meet in the middle ground, and then you're able to come to a compromise, so to speak. So that's it for today, guys. So like I said, just, you know, be assertive, be strong, but at the same time, you have to be able to give a little bit as well. You know, but make sure your voice or your opinion is heard. And it's not going to work all the time, but at the same time, you have to validate yourself and make sure that you are healthy and that you are content in your space and where you're at in your life. So thanks, guys, for listening. If you'd like to email us, as always, you can email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Or you can also reach out to us on our social media outlets on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. And our handle is LifecopeLLC. So that's it for today, guys. I hope you guys have a safe, fun Memorial Day weekend, and please remember those that we've lost. You know, not, it doesn't have to be necessarily a veteran, but we've all lost people, you know, even in the, you know, even police officers and firefighters, you know, all, like, those guys give their lives every day, you know, to try to save people. So please take this time this weekend to remember those people, and be safe. Thank you.